What up, Mike?
What's going on?
Not much, bro. Welcome to the mouth. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
It's my honor. My honor to have you on. Not only because you're my brother, but because you hit a 12-team parlay. Ladies and gentlemen, sit back and listen to this. 12-team parlay. Call Vegas. Call your favorite bookie. Call your cousin's bookie. Call your mama's, grandpa's bookie. And just ask him, have ever seen a 12-team parlay against the spread ever hit? I'm going to help you out. That answer is no. But I have a special guest. He happens to be my brother and the best bettor I know. I used to doubt his betting because I'm his older brother, so I tell him what to do. But then I realized very early on in this betting process, I was wrong. He's actually the man. And I have him on today. So, Mike, appreciate you jumping on. I know we got a couple of topics I wanted to do during this Thanksgiving. You know, first and foremost, I want to talk about the Thanksgiving games. And what, as you being the best handicapper in the world, do you like any of these games? Tell me a little bit about them.
No, the menu doesn't look too good today.
No? What's not looking good? And why are you having those thoughts?
Yeah, it's just a tough call today. You got Chicago playing without their starting quarterback. You have New Orleans playing Atlanta, who can score a lot of points no matter what your defense is. So I'm not liking the minus 12 there. And Dallas is a toss-up. You know, Dallas shows up sometimes. Sometimes they don't. But 7 seems like a lot.
I'd have to agree. And for those that are listening, I am traveling while recording because that's what you do during Thanksgiving. You travel. But, okay, so let's go to the Chicago game, right? Mitch Trubisky has been surprising the entire world. A lot of people hating on him throughout the season. But the Bears are sitting pretty, like P. Diddy back in the 90s. Okay, what are they, 7-3?
Yep.
Yes, sir. They're first place. Okay, so let's look at this game. You got Detroit, because if Mitch was playing, the Bears would win by 1,000. Yeah, 1,000 points would be insane. But now, you don't like the bet at all. What's the spread at right now? What's your bookie got the spread at?
Right now, Chicago is sitting at -3.5.
-3.5. If we know the damn field goal kicker. He misses kicks every other week, so that kind of concerns me, to be honest with you, Mr. Parkey. You just don't think the Bears' offense is going to be clicking, even though Daniel has been in Nagy's system for quite some time, and, you know, he's the most overpaid backup in the history of the NFL?
Well, today I think Chicago is going to rely heavily, very heavily, on their defense, which I would say the defense probably outscores the offense today.
Oh, okay. So you're predicting the Bears' defense scores another touchdown, maybe a little Eddie Jackson?
Yeah, I'd say Cleo Mack's probably going to have a lot to do with it. Maybe Kyle Fuller gets in there.
Okay, well, I mean, you got to look at it. So the Bears are missing Mitch Trubisky. But then you got on the other side, the Lions. They lost their starting running back, who happens to be a rookie, Mr. Johnson. And then they're also, losing Mr. Jones. Marvin Jones will be out. So they're kind of – injuries are plaguing them too, right? So
which favors the Chicago's defense.
Yep. Okay, so you're staying away from all these games today. So, but if you had to do it, would you bet the money line, take the Bears? But that's probably not going to pay well. But or is it just something stay away from and just enjoy the turkey and have a couple cold beers?
No, the one thing that did intrigue me about the Chicago game is that the under-over is at 43.5. And okay. It's looking like under is probably a safe today.
Okay, perfect. So then for you guys that are listening, don't put your house on it, okay? Don't put your mortgage. Don't put your kids' college tuition. Maybe put a little, put 100 on it, whatever you want. But probably go with the under because when Mike says the under's okay, even the ones he doesn't feel confident in, I still feel confident in them. So, all right, let's move on to the second game, Mike. Who's playing?
You got Dallas. And who are they playing today? Washington.
Washington, yeah. I hope get well soon to Alex Smith. Seriously, Alex Smith has always been a stand-up guy, it seems like. He is probably not going to play football next year either. His leg injury.
Gruesome injury. Gruesome.
Yeah, terrible. So they're going to be playing with Colt McCoy, who has probably one of the best quarterback names ever. I mean, if you're going to name your kid Colt McCoy, sounds like he'd be from Texas, and he just got a cannon of an arm. Unfortunately for him, he's like 5'9", which, shout out to myself, same height, and he doesn't have that big of an arm. So you don't like this game at all either?
No, this one's, you know, at 7, you got a quarterback that's making a start for the Washington Redskins that hasn't started in a long time. And you just don't know the reaction that's going to get. Plus, Dallas Cowboys defense has, you know, been getting better each week. So at 7, that's a tough call there.
Okay. You know, I think this being a Thursday, right, and this being Thanksgiving, maybe a little bit of throwback Thursday. So Monday night you had the Rams and Chiefs, who both forgot. I mean, for the most part, it was just throwing the rock everywhere. The running games weren't a gigantic factor in that game. Okay? So they're just throwing it all over. Pigskin's flying. It's got no feathers after the game. But this game is going to intrigue me because you got Adrian Peterson. Yes, Adrian Peterson, who's 100 years old, still dominating, still probably got more rushing touchdowns and yards than Jordan Howard, who I'm a Chicago Bears fan. So I think it's going to be a lot of running on both ends. I think it's going to be just long, drawn out. You got Elliott on the other side in the Cowboys. He's an elite young running back. And then you got AP. So I just think it's going to be each guy is going to get 25 touches easily on the ground, heavily both relying because Dak can't be trusted. And then, you know, Colt McCoy, you know, he's only had a few days to really work with, probably only worked with the first team one time because this is a short week for all the teams playing today. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a heavy running game, maybe a little Jordan Reed for you fantasy owners out there. I guess I should ask you this. Any fantasy players in this game that you would, outside of Elliott, who's pretty obvious, any, like, sleepers you're thinking about, Mike, or, like, maybe a Colt Beasley, or what is your thoughts? Anyone?
No, it's the no. The,
okay.
Your fantasy that you want to take from that game is probably Dallas Cowboys defense.
Okay, yeah, good. No, that's a good point. So you're looking for a streaming defense, and Dallas isn't picked up. Probably play Dallas. Go heavy. They've been playing well. They've been sacking the quarterback for the most part. So you're not going to even place a bet. What about for my guys and gals out there?
Well, for that game, it's the over-under is 40, and once again, I'd probably stick with the under there.
Ooh, unders. Okay, a lot of unders today, which in today's football, you can't even touch a wide receiver or else you get a flag. So, okay, we got two unders. And how, I mean, 1 to 10, how confident are you feeling there?
Probably 50-55.
Okay. All right, so don't go too heavy on that, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we got one more game, today's game. What? Who's playing? I have two marquee quarterbacks in this game.
We got New Orleans against the Falcons. And that one is New Orleans at minus 12, which is pretty big considering Atlanta can score. But Saints defense has improved over the last 5 games, so it could be, you know, a shut them down defense. But, you know, minus 12, I'm not feeling too confident about that one either. If I had to go, I would go with Atlanta at that.
Really? Plus 12. Okay. So, you know, when I thought of the game, I wanted to know what the over-under was. What is the over-under when I saw this game?
60 right now.
60. I mean, and this is why I have to rely on you if I'm going to place any more bets. 60 points to me is not a lot to me. I think that 60 points, very capable of scoring 60 points. That's what I think. Because I think the Saints, I think the Saints might score 42 points on their own. So then you're really looking for 18 points, maybe 3 touchdowns. They do have Julio Jones. You know, they do have Matt Ryan. Austin Hooper can get in the mix for a tight end. So that's what's really intriguing me. But what do you think about the over-under? Do you feel confident anywhere, or are you saying avoid that?
You know, I think you can go probably either way and be confident with this one. Because if New Orleans defense shows up, it's going to be under 60. But are they going to show up is the question. So I'm going to stick with going with the under for all three of these games today.
Wow. Three unders. Probably the public's looking at it around. I mean, a lot of people that are in sports betting are probably like, the unders, really? But listen, people, you don't bet with the public. You bet with the big-ass shark, and I got him on the phone today. So I'm going to feel confident. I know you said you're not really – you wouldn't really put heavy bets this week just because you don't like the Thursday games. But you're saying unders across the board, stay away from the teams. Just, you know, hope there's no scoring. Everyone's full from eating a ton of stuffing. So that's the summary of pretty much the betting, right?
Correct. I think it's going to be a defensive day today.
Okay, perfect. Let's move to the next question I had. And that is, on Friday, Phil Mickelson's going to be playing Tiger. How's the spread looking there? And then, you know, do you even bet on that? I know we talked minus 190. What were you thinking there?
Yeah, this is more of a spectator event. I mean, if people are going to wager, I would wager maybe prop bets. I know that they got a couple going on live TV with it about, you know, Phil came out and said, I'll put 100 grand that I birdie the first hole. You know, there's a good prop bet out there to say that he doesn't. You know, I would stay away from the money line, and I would play around with the prop bets because it is an entertainment kind of golf match. So, have fun with it type deal.
Okay, hell yes. Drink a few beers on that Friday. You're probably going to be feeling, you know, if you have multiple families, you're probably having Thanksgiving on Friday like myself. I'll be eating turkey there. But, yeah, I'm excited. I mean, me, I'm, what, 35, so I watched Tiger in his prime and growing up. So I'm rooting for Tiger all day. Like, I never was I don't dislike Phil. I think Phil's good if he's in the mix and Tiger's not. I mean, I'll root for an old guy. But, I mean, I want Tiger and I want blood. I want him to whip his ass so bad that, you know, the world's just laughing at this. And not to really embarrass Phil, but mostly get Tiger back. Like, people, you know, it's the off season. People realize, you know, Tiger won that tour championship. But I want Tiger to be back for good, especially in 2019. What are your thoughts? Who do you want to win?
I mean, I think that this is a good thing for Tiger. I mean, everything that he's gone through with the injuries and, you know, this and that, I think this is great for Tiger. There's not a whole lot of pressure on him. I mean, this will get him set up good for the upcoming PGA season. And I think that this is where he finds Tiger again.
Okay. Perfect. Well, knowing you because you are my brother, I know you're a huge Notre Dame fan like myself. USC Notre Dame you got coming up. Okay. Then you also got Michigan, Ohio State. Where are you, you know, how do you feel about those two games real quick? We'll start with the Michigan Ohio State game. It starts at 11 o'clock, right? Here's what's on tap. Michigan wins. They're in the Final Four, or at least they have to play against Northwestern, which they should smash. But really this is to get in the mix of the Final Four. What's the spread and how confident do you feel?
You got Ohio State at +5 against Michigan. I would be wagering heavily on Michigan at 5. I think Michigan runs away probably pretty early in this game.
Wow. Okay. Well, just because, you know, I watched the Ohio State game against Maryland last week, and I was rooting for Ohio State because I wanted this game to be for everything. And they couldn't stop the run. The freshman kid over there ran for like 7,000 yards in a football game against them. So if anyone watched it, it was absurd. That kid was running. He still might be running. Him and Forrest Gump are next to each other in a foot race. But, and Michigan seems like they, you know, can run the ball. They got a strong defense. I just always think this is like, if you go and fight a guy and he beat you 4 times in a row, how confident are you feeling in the 5th fight? You're not probably feeling that confident, right?
Well, you would think they would have something figured out for you, but, I mean, streaks are made to be broken.
Yeah, you're right. And me in the public, I mean, me being not a good bettor, okay, you being way better, you know, I want to take Ohio State +5. Where is the game? Do you know where the game is?
Let me see here.
Because it just makes.
I think it's in Michigan.
Okay. Well, no, you. Pretty sure. All right. Well, there you go. So you got the home crowd then. I'm you know, I just would take that, but I guess, you know, I'll go with your gut. You're saying Michigan -5 in that game, huh?
I would, but I mean, if you wanted to gamble, you like upsets, and upsets happen in college football all the time. It wouldn't be a bad play to play the money line.
So what's the money line pay?
Ohio State's at +175, which, I mean, you're asking for an outside chance, but I mean, still pays semi decent for it.
Okay, good call on that. See, yeah, I wasn't even thinking of that. So don't mess with the +5 people. Take the money line, root for an upset, or like, you know, Mike said, his gut's telling him that Michigan's going to run away with this early. Okay, let's go to the Notre Dame-USC game. Notre Dame wins. They're in the Final Four, should lock up at least the number 2 or 3 spot, obviously, unless something crazy happens to Alabama, but I doubt that will happen. So what are your thoughts there?
I actually am liking this game a lot. Notre Dame is favored by 11, but 11 points seems to me like you bet on Notre Dame pretty big this game.
Okay. So take Notre Dame, put everything on it. Okay. You like that? I mean, obviously we want Notre Dame to win. Huge game for us. So, all right. Perfect. All right, cool. Any other thing? Oh yeah. I got a couple more questions for you while we have, cause this is Thanksgiving, people. So let's talk a little bit about that. You're not a gambler. You don't want to hear about that. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish? What's your go-to? What are you looking forward to today when you're eating?
I gotta go with stuffing. I, you know, that sausage stuffing, it's amazingly good.
Yeah. Shout out to my cousin Kathleen. She always makes the stuffing for our family. Me and Mike will be eating the same stuffing today. That was my go-to. I didn't know you were going to say that. Stuffing's my favorite. Okay. It really is. I just love stuffing. Always have. I don't know. She makes it. It's phenomenal. She's always late. We love her to death, but she's always late, which drives, you know, our aunt who always hosts just nuts. So we love that portion because it gets everyone excited. The wine starts flowing early. The nerves get all excited. And the guys are downstairs drinking beers, yelling at the TV for the over-unders, playing a little scratch cards too. So we do the numbers. I'm looking forward to today. I mean, you got 3 games on tap. I think there's one other game I wanted to ask you for, or actually not even game. Going into this weekend, you know, a lot of you hit the parlay, the 12-team parlay 2 weeks ago. It was well advertised that Las Vegas had a horrible week, lost money. One of the first times they really got their asses handed to them in a sense. But that's probably because of guys like you, pretty much more you, because you took them. Your bookie is not grateful for you. I don't want to like make this that, but your bookie is not happy with you. So I don't know if you're going to get any.
Nobody's really, really happy when you hit something like that, because the odds are just I mean, stacked against you. That's why the payout is very good, because it is something that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, the odds were like 1 to 2,400 or something crazy. Like every dollar you put, you'd make $2,400 or plus. You clean the guy out. I hope he's still okay. Hopefully his phone's still on so you can call him and crank him up a little bit more and the light's not off, you know, because it is Thanksgiving. Hopefully his turkey on his plate. I'm sure he's doing fine. But let's move over to what are you feeling like on Sunday real quick before we wrap this up?
I got 3 games that I like. You have Pittsburgh against Denver. Pitt's at -3. That's a pretty no-brainer right there. You take Pittsburgh all day in that one. Then you have Carolina against Seattle. Carolina's at -3.5. You hammer on Carolina. And then you have San Francisco against Tampa. This is going to be my upset special of the week. I'm going with San Francisco over Tampa at +3.
All right, perfect. So why don't you repeat those real quick so anyone didn't write them down quick. They don't have to rewind. They can make some money. And then which one – so the upset of the week, if you had to put, you know, rank them 1 to 10 on each one of them, though, real quick. So Pittsburgh against Denver, what are you thinking about that one?
I'm going – I feel 10
okay,
on
wow.
Pittsburgh.
All right. Even though Big Ben
minus three.
Even though Big Ben sucks on the road?
I'm not too worried about it. They're rolling right now, especially after that, you know, kind of crappy game last week, but they found a way to win. I say Pittsburgh wins by at least a touchdown, okay. Maybe more.
Okay, love it. All right, what about the next one you said?
Carolina against Seattle, and Carolina's at minus 3.5.
Fantastic.
And I'm going with Carolina on this one. This one's, you know, a 10 on my scale also.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, you're getting tens right here from the handicapper of the year, Mr. Mike. Now, what's the last one?
You got Cam Newton that's hurting after that wide open throw that he missed for a 2-point conversion. I think he comes back on fire this week, and they handle that game pretty easily.
Okay, and then what's the last one that you had there?
I've got the upset special, which is San Francisco plus 3 over Tampa. I think Jameis Winston turns over the ball too much, doesn't care about ball security. And San Francisco is a team that can surprise some people. I say San Francisco this week over Tampa.
Okay, perfect. Do you think after they lose, after the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, does Jameis jump in an Uber and go home? Or is he not allowed to take Ubers anymore?
No, I think Uber should, you know, stay away from him. Try Lyft, maybe. I mean, I think that works.
Okay.
Pretty much the same. Maybe he'll be all right there.
All right. Little lift for you, Jameis. But everyone, have a Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. Enjoy it. You know, I'll be with the handicapper of the year, yelling at the TV, placing bets, drinking Coors Lights, and enjoying it. But, yeah, Mike, I appreciate it. We'll have you on next week. We're going to do this weekly for the rest of the year. I know I've been slacking, but I'm trying to rehab a house. And you know, got a lot of stuff on the plate, but we're going to have you for the rest of the year. I want to kind of get all my listeners rich before bowl season because I'm sure you're going to have some picks there. So we appreciate your time. Like I said, don't forget, Mike hit a 12-team parlay, put Vegas underwater, poor Vegas. Now he's got enough money to buy us all Christmas gifts. So I'm not even buying my family Christmas gifts. Mike's buying them for me, and I'm giving them. So nice guy. Shout out to Mike. Very, very happy to call my brother. But, yeah, appreciate your time, my friend. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for having me on. And, yeah, I look forward to being on every week.
All right, appreciate it, Mike. You take it easy.
All right, have a good Thanksgiving.
Thanks.